Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Our question, what was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rose. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, weed and gigolos.
Hola.
Hola. Well, I grew up in a wild pack of hippies down on the California coastline. And my mother was a nude artist, art model.
So you did you see her naked first?
Well, yeah. So I would walk uptown from where we lived. And she would model in the art center up the street there. And I'd go as a little kid up there to see her to get some money for candy. And at the time, my stepfather also worked as a nude model for art classes. And they would pose together. Well, as I got older, I realized, you know, it's an easy job to do. So I started doing it at the local colleges. And my mother worked there and my stepfather worked there. So one day I was going in to, you know, change my into my robe and get out on the model stand. And my stepfather comes out. He goes, oh, hi, Rose. It looks like we're working together today.
Oh, man.
What was that experience like?
Okay, would it have been better if it was your real father? Is it easier?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, that would be a little weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, my stepfather and I grew up, I met him when I was like 6 or 7. So he was kind of like my dad, I guess.
What were they paying you, by the hour or by the classroom time, which is typically an hour, right?
It was by the hour. It's $20 cash.
Oh, man.
All right. Now, see, back in the day,
my buddy made $50 an hour or class, which was sometimes 50 minutes.
So did you only work with him the one time, or did you guys find yourselves paired up on occasion?
No. It was only that one time.
Now,
It was awkward.
Did you have naked art in your home?
Yes, I do. I have naked art of myself in my home.
Yeah, okay. Invite us over. So when you're posing with your stepdad, you said it's a little bit awkward. You go like, and I understand that. But if I'm back to back, say it's my mother, right? I'm already like, this sucks. But if we're back to back as we're posing, I can live with that. Did you guys have to face each other? Were you just sitting side by side or what?
Oh, no. Well, he said, why don't you go down into the prone position like when you were shooting your rifle at the gun range. So I'd get down and I pretended I was holding a rifle down there, and he was up standing somewhere doing some other thing, I don't know what. But that was better, you know, I was laying down at least. And so one of the artists come up to me years later and he says, you know, that drawing I did of you and John, I got a scholarship to go to art school with.
Really? Wow. So he didn't have to draw the turtle, the tortoise, or the pirate, or whatever it was.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of a smart idea.
What's that?
Instead of having to look at her like fully naked, like just lay down, like get
that's
like
why
that,
it was
like,
his idea. Yeah,
no, right. Like just lay down.
Now, right. I have to ask. So, like anything else, you know, if you're at a street fair, or whatever, and someone does a caricature of you or a quick picture of your kid or whatever, you know, you get a pretty good idea what's going on. Now, I'm assuming there's 20 people in the room. They're all doing pictures of you. Were some just when you looked at them were they horrible or were some good? Like, what was the percentage of ones where you were like, all right, that's a pretty good representation of me?
Right.
Or, I mean, is that just more abstract?
That's right. It does happen. And you say to yourself, you're like, God damn it, do I look like that? My butt's so big or something.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like if they drew me with a real teeny tiny piece, I'd be like, hey, dude, hook me up a little bit more here. It's cold in here.
Did it ever make you self-conscious to look at the picture that somebody drew? And like you said, like, is my ass really that big? Or do my boobs face different directions?
Do my nipples look like
that? Absolutely. Right.
So,
absolutely. So when I first started modeling, I was down in Monterey, California. And then that was in my early 20s. And then I moved up to Washington, Tacoma here. And in my 30s or so, I did modeling again. And I looked at myself. I was like, holy smokes. You know, it's a lot different, but it's okay.
Well,
you just got to deal with who you are.
Did you ever take nude photographs? I mean, were you ever, like, approached by Playboy or any of that stuff?
No, gosh, no. I'm, like, 6 feet tall and a plus-size woman. No, they don't do that. But, you know, I did go to Silverdale to do a job over to be a nude model for some private artists. And it was in this rec center or some church rec room or something. It was like their meeting of all the artists in the area. And someone pulled the fire alarm, and all the ambulance and the fire trucks were coming in. So I get in my robe, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And the firemen come into the room, and all the easels are standing up with the artist's work in their canvases. It was all of me naked. And I'm like, oh, my God, the firemen are looking at it.
Yes, they were.
Is the hardest part just to stay still?
Yeah, oh, it's hard. Yeah.
That to me would be very difficult, just to stay in the same pose for that amount of time.
What is the oldest what's the oldest nude model you've seen model? Because to be honest with you, as somebody who does like to draw, I can draw a woman's body pretty easy, right? Because you said in your 20s or 30s, like things are in where you believe they should be in your mind. When people get old, right, that's a different kind of approach to the body. So, I mean, if you had an old woman up there, that's not...
Yeah.
I could sketch out a naked woman in 15 seconds, right? It's easy to do because there's general shapes. Right. Mm-hmm. When someone gets old, all of that looks different. So, like, what's the oldest nude model you've seen out there? Because to me, that's the challenge.
I saw one in her early 60s, but she looked pretty good. You know, and she said that she wouldn't do certain poses for too long or... If she did do long poses, she had to sit, and then she'd get breaks. And then if you get a break, they take some chalk and kind of do a chalk outline of where the chair is, you know?
All right.
And where you're sitting on the chair so that when you go back, you could put where your arms are in the chalk outline.
All right.
And then you won't mess up the artist's pose.
Did anybody ever just walk out? Like, if I was like... I don't know. Like, if Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny X, like, if she walked in the room, I think I'd just be like, I gotta go.
You couldn't draw it?
No.
No. No, no one left, because they were all there to be artists, you know? They want to draw the human form and its movement and stuff like that.
No, I get you. Like, and I love chatting with people, but I've definitely talked to a woman that was just way too attractive. I just left.
So other than the fact that you did that, what was your first experience? Was it your mom or your dad as far as nudity went?
Oh, definitely my mom. Yeah, she was a bit of a nudist in the house.
Ah, okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I'm glad that didn't happen to me.
What's that?
I'm glad that didn't happen to me.
What's that, being the nude model or see your mom
naked?
No,
just see my mom naked.
Now, I saw my mom naked once, and she was walking down the hall toward the kitchen. I'm about to go to school. She'd just gotten out of the shower. I remember I was eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes, but her towel fell off. Yeah, I mean, there's just nothing we could do. It just fell off. And I'm like, I don't want to see that. She's like, I don't want you looking. And it was just unspoken.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I saw my mom make it once, and she kind of, I think, caught me once. And we just, to this day, have never, ever spoken of either situation.
My mom, when I was a teenager, I remember my mom seeing me naked. It's like 3 in the morning, and there's a bathroom that, at that point, both of our bedrooms shared.
Yeah.
So there's no lights on in the hall. I'm walking down the hall naked. I flip on the light, but she's walking out. But like anything, I'd been asleep, so I have an erection. And she's just like, Jesus. I'm like, I didn't know you were in here.
Right.
I didn't know.
I definitely remember my mom had a friend who was younger than her.
All right.
And I must have been in another room, but heard them talking. And the friend was talking about wearing lingerie. And was like, here, I'll just show you. There's nobody in the room. I definitely went to the other room.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you get to see it?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Awesome. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I do remember.
She was expounding about how comfortable teddies are.
Okay.
So that was my excuse.
Okay.
You said, I'm a teddy.
Oh, I heard my name.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I was scared. I was scared of naked women. I really was. I didn't know exactly what was going on because there was nothing that was like defined, so to speak.
But there's somewhere in your subconscious, but you don't understand how to address it.
We had a park pass for this pool that was probably 3 or 4 blocks away from where I grew up when I was in first, second, and third grade. And we'd ride the bike. You had an all summer pass. Mm-hmm. That's what every kid did. Sure. They'd give you like $2 for a hot dog and a drink for lunch. You spent the entire day at the pool. But back in that time, there wasn't a lot of grooming going on.
No, there was not.
And the diving board area, you know, you kind of had to pull yourself up on that ladder because the water was, you know, 10 feet deep to get on the ladder. So you had to do a little bit of reaching. And it wasn't hard for me, but the woman in front of me was struggling.
Yeah.
And, you know, the side of her bathing suit kind of popped out, you know, and showed the goods when she was trying to get up that. And I couldn't make out what was going on. Like,
what is that?
Right, I'm looking up and I'm just like, you know, I couldn't really get through. Couldn't see the trees through the forest, so to speak.
Right.
But either way, I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, what is that? Because I'd never.
Dear God!
I mean, you'd seen other boys, but you'd never seen a grown woman's.
No.
I mean, I knew what the outline of boobs.
You knew boobs. Right. But you don't know what's going on below the belt.
Correct.
Right? You have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, how do you make sense of that?
Yeah.
As a kid. When I was younger.
I was terrified.
My mom used to work in the fashion industry, and lucky for me, she started emceeing fashion shows at the big department store in downtown Rochester, New York. But when I'm like 9, 10, and 11, she'd pay me like $20 just to help her set up. So you're setting up all the seats, and then you staple carpet to these stages, blah, blah, blah. But these models start rolling in, man, and they're anywhere from like 19 to 22. And I knew they were pretty. I've not discovered what my special purpose is yet. But when you're backstage, one thing about models, and I'm sure it is true today, when they're doing a runway show, when they're done showing off whatever they're wearing, they go back and they undress in a split second to put on the next outfit. Because time is money. You got to get back up there. So when these chicks come to the back, you know, there's like three people running around that are stapling crap on them and taping this. But these ladies, they drop their clothes. They are butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
Butt naked. And then within 2 seconds, there's another dress or whatever it is they're going to wear being put on. And there's some guy back there like, ladies, ladies, hurry up. And it was great, right? And again, I don't know my special purpose, but I know I'm in a spot that I think a lot of kids would probably really want to be in. So I never said anything about it. I'm not so stupid. I'm going to share this with my mother. But about 3 years in a row, I got to do this. I hit 12 years old. My mom's talking about her upcoming fashion show. And I'm like, hey, I'm in. She's like, no. I'm like, what? I've been doing it for you for years. She's like, you hit 12. I found porn in your closet. And we'd already been down that road before. So she's like, now that I know what you know, she's like, no.
I would feel, I would feel uncomfortable. I would feel uncomfortable as hell in there.
But she, you don't because they don't. You know what I mean? You would think that you would, but these women are professional. They do not care that you were there. They assume that it's all good, and you only see them naked for like a split second. Seriously, I mean, they are out of a dress. Another dress is on, and trust me, you absorb the goods of what you've seen. But it didn't feel weird because nothing in that world is weird. Like if you're naked because you're changing into clothes. So and they knew I was there. It's not like I'm hiding behind a chair peek. Like I'm standing in the middle of this backstage area. They didn't care. They knew I was there to work. Yeah. If you're there to work, see me naked.
Man, I had a weird one in Baltimore. Yeah. We had a radio station put on a show somewhere. I think the Zoo in Dundalk or some crap like that. But whoever the band was, I don't know if they're Cover or like, you know, Kix.
Right.
Somebody. Anyway, at the end of the show, a guy I know who's a listener, who you know, Phil, he says, hey, man, he said, you want to get down to the strip club in Brooklyn? He's like, I got to make a drop off, but it's on your way. So if you want to go, do you want
to? He was a coke dealer, if you're wondering.
Yeah, he was. So we get, it's probably not too far away from where your sister lives.
Yeah, I'm almost positive I know the club's probably right.
Yes, okay. So when we get down there, I'm driving, he's driving. We pull in the parking lot. He's like, no, but man, we got to go in this.
Technically, she's in Brooklyn Park, dude.
Yeah.
So, of course.
Knock on the back, steel door in the alley. Door swings wide open. You've already been on the phone with her. She opens up the door. She says, come on in, Phil. You know, oh, yeah, come on in. Yeah, nice to meet you. It's the backstage dressing area.
Yeah.
And there's like five or six naked women in there.
Yeah.
And I'm 30 years old, but I was just like, oh, my God. Like,
really?
I'm in a strip club.
Yeah.
But I'm in the back door. Like, if I was sitting out where the, you know, where the entertainment was going on, then I'd be looking all day. But for some reason, when I was in that back room, I felt like, man, this is creepy. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
I was okay with it. The radio station, we hosted a couple. I don't remember what the club was, but same scenario. But because I'm hosting whatever the event is, you're backstage. So you go backstage, and there's like 15 of them changing. And most of the time, they're just naked. But they start talking to you like, hey, what's the cue going
to
be?
For talking to me, too.
But we had a guy named Hal, and Hal was the overall promotions director. But Hal was kind of like Mr. Rogers. Very, very sweet guy, but very oakley-dokley. So he wasn't back there with me at first. And again, there's nothing weird going on. They're just naked, but we're doing business. So Hal knocks on the door and pops it open to tell me whatever it is he has to tell me. And Hal's mouth just pops open. His eyes get wide to the point where all of the girls stop doing whatever they're doing, and they're just looking at him. Because, I mean, this is maybe like the 40-year-old virgin, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a married man. He got a kid. It's not like... But you remember Hal, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. So picture him unexpectedly walking to a
room. But you got to keep talking or do something. You can't just stare.
He just stopped, but he's not all the way back there. It's just his head around the outside of the door, which, from my perspective, looked worse. So the girl, you know, now they're putting their hands on their hips like, is this guy for real? So I'm like, Hal, these are the ladies. Ladies are, Hal, say what you've got to say. So I walked out, closed the door, said, Hal, do not walk back in there. You're embarrassing me. I'm like, you are a grown-ass man. I'm like, you do know we're at a strip club, right? He's like, no, I know. And I said, so, like, when they go out front, they're going to look like what you just saw. I'm like, you need to get it together, man. But then he had a reason to come visit me back there, like, every 20 seconds. Oh, hey,
you got
to
make a stager.
One more thing. I'm like, right.
What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
God, he was so awkward.
It's just brutal.
It really
I
was.
Still love the other guy we used to work with, Bill. We took him there for his birthday, and, I mean, they beat the crap out of him.
Oh, they did one of those beatings.
Yeah, with the belt and everything. Yeah. Just like,
hit him harder.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, John.
John, are you there?
John?
John.
No John.
No John. Okay. Right. What can he do? Oh, let's put him back on hold. Maybe he'll be back.
Maybe he'll hear it.
Our question, what was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.